take $8,578,000. Here we are with the first episode of Mickey Bar Memories. What are we looking at today, Jenna?
The most popular trend right now, one of the hottest topics in the Disney World scene, going to Disney World as a childless millennial.
So what's a childless millennial? Are we talking like a millennial that lost a child to, I don't know, zombies or dinosaurs?
Well, maybe they did, but maybe they didn't. Maybe they just don't have kids.
Wait, millennials that don't have kids? Ooh, that's a new trend, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. There's a lot more adults who are starting to decide not to have kids. Or even adults who have kids that decide that they're going to take a trip by themselves.
Well, true. You know what else is a growing trend? Guess what? Going to Disney World.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just for football players that win the Super Bowl nowadays.
No, it's not.
So I mean, what are the things that we have on our list?
So today, I mean, we're going to talk about just being able to ride all the rides.
Ride all the rides. Like the teacups, right?
Yeah. I mean, clearly the teacups, because have you ever been on the teacups at midnight?
Oof, teacups.
So one of the benefits of going to Disney World as a childless millennial is being able to not worry about the ride restrictions such as height. So there's so many of the rides that have ride restrictions where your 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old's not going to be able to get on.
Well, what if they're like really abnormally tall 4-year-olds?
I mean, they could, but you also have to think about, is the ride going to be age appropriate for them? So if you look at Dinosaur, even if they're tall, they may still be scared of a T-Rex.
I mean, I've seen some grown people get scared about that dinosaur at the end. I mean, what is it? It's a T-Rex that comes out.
Yeah. I mean, you should see my last ride photo. It's not pretty.
Wasn't the guy like 6'5", 300 pounds? He held on to you pretty tight.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. You know, so you don't have to worry about, am I going to have a screaming, crying kid walking off that ride?
True.
You know, but even with those height restrictions, you're not going to have a kid get on Rock and Roller Coaster. You're not going to have a kid get on Expedition Everest just because they're just not tall enough.
True. Disco Yeti! But, I mean, so all in all, so traveling without children means we get to get on more rides with less worry.
Right.
Cool. Well, okay. I mean,
and on top of that, you're going to potentially have less weight, too, because some of those rides, especially your big ones, your Rock and Roller Coaster, Test Track, and Expedition Everest, have single rider lines. As an adult, you can get into that single rider line.
Wait a minute, single rider lines. We're not talking like riders that aren't married or in a relationship. We're talking about like riders who are riding in a car by themselves, right?
Right. So if you choose to go with a group of 6 adults, you can decide amongst your friends, you know what? I don't have to be sitting right next to you to enjoy this ride. In fact, you scream a little too loud and too much like a girl for me. And so I'll just go on it by myself.
So things that could make you single get the other person in the single rider line.
Right.
I see it.
Right. So.
Play on words. So, I mean, so it's not just rides. I mean, there's other things to do at Disney, obviously, right?
Right.
So Epcot has one of the things, I know.
Oh, yeah. So Epcot's got one of the funnest things, which is sampling all the alcohols in all the different countries, or like the challenge is called drinking around the world.
Why does it have to be alcohols? Oh yeah, that's right! Childless millennials! You know, when you can legally drink. So, drinking around the world, what is this about? I mean, I'm assuming passports aren't involved?
Well, I mean, you could get a passport.
Okay.
But you don't have to, because they're all in the same place. But there's 11 country pavilions in Epcot, and in each of those pavilions, you're able to sample some of the best alcohols that the country has to provide.
Okay. So, like, Mexico, Margaritas.
Yeah, right? Definitely margaritas. I mean, and also Irish car bombs
in Britain, right? Wasn't it England that in has England, the Irish car bomb? Yeah. Oh, that was some very dark beer. Very, very dark beer.
You know, so you can go around the world and drink from all these countries with literally a fraction of the cost of compared to flying all over the world to try them.
Not only drink, but you get to converse with citizens of that country.
Yeah, so they bring in people to work from each country as an ambassador for the country to kind of teach you about some of their customs and some of their some of the things that they have in their country that aren't necessarily showcased in the pavilion but are interesting to them. But I mean, drinking isn't just limited to Epcot. It's also, there's several different bars in Disney World. I mean, whether you go to Disney Springs and...
Whoa, Disney Springs. Like, are we talking like Bouncy Springs, like trampoline airport?
Disney Springs is a separate kind of shopping center, but also nighttime entertainment area in Disney World. And it's open till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, and you can go and have a couple of beers with your friends and not have to worry about the kids at home.
Kids at home or kids in the hotel.
Right.
You get to just hang out and have fun like you would anywhere else, but no restrictions.
Right, right.
So, I mean, that brings us to our... What about going by yourself? Say you don't have friends. What else does that mean?
I mean, you gotta have a friend.
I mean,
we'll be your friend.
We could be your friend. Like Paul Newman said. Or is it Randy Newman?
Randy Newman.
Like Randy Newman said, you got a friend in me. Okay, so, all right. Say you get done drinking. You just got done riding the rides. Definitely the teacup, drunk. So not only are you spinning from the beers, you're spinning
from the teacups.
So now you go back to your hotel. What do? Well, you pass out.
Well, you rest.
You rest.
I mean, there. And this isn't just a Disney World thing, but just being able to have some relaxation. You know, there's going to be plenty of kids around Disney World. And they will have meltdowns and they will have fits because they didn't get the Dole Whip that they wanted or they didn't get the Disney pretzel that they wanted because there was a 3-hour line.
All of which you get to avoid because you are a childless millennial and right. You can choose to go somewhere else.
Right. So whether that's just sitting in your room or sitting by the pool, you know, just having that time to just relax. Yes. People always say that Disney World is the vacation that you're going to need a vacation after, but there's plenty of places in Disney World that you can relax.
Take a vacation while taking a vacation.
Right. So Disney World has spas. Specifically, there's spas at the Grand Floridian or Saratoga Springs that you can, you know, book a massage or book a facial or something like that.
Don't they even have golf courses?
Yeah, there's plenty of golf courses. There's full size golf courses or there's mini golf.
Cool. Mini golf. I like mini golf.
I mean, you can also, there's a lot of also quiet pools in Disney World where kids aren't allowed. So if you want to go just sit by the pool and relax, you don't have to worry about a kid splashing you or, you know, singing Baby Shark for 30 minutes. You know, you can just kind of... So you can just kind of sit by the pool for, you know, 2 hours and relax and get a tan.
Cool. Okay. I mean, so lastly, I think we covered so far, we had 5 things on our list. Covered 4 of those 5 things. And last, but definitely not least, and again, these are in no particular order, Disney Fine Dining. So tell me about the Disney Fine Dining.
So there's lots of places in Disney World that you can go eat. And for the most part, most of these places are going to allow kids. Excuse me. But there are places that don't allow kids and that are just going to generally be a better experience if you don't have kids with you. You know, one place in particular that doesn't even allow kids is Victoria and Albert's. It's one of the hardest reservations to get in Disney World, and you're going to pay a pretty penny for it, but to have that experience to do truly fine dining in Disney World is remarkable.
Definitely. And what about character dining?
Well, character dining's fun too. I mean, you can definitely get that character interaction as an adult or a child. The characters don't care if you're a 45-year-old man or if you're a 6-year-old girl. You know, so they're going to interact with you the same way as long as you put in that interaction and not say, no, I don't want to interact with you.
Fine dining. Ooh. I like fine dining. What about that all-elusive Club 33?
Yeah, so Club 33 is another place that it's kind of a special place. It's limited to only certain people and you've got to pay to get in. But if you can get in, call me. I would love to get in. But
childless millennial here.
Yeah. I'll leave my the rest of the adults that I'm with behind. I don't care. You can just take me.
So kind of wrap up some things if we wanted to just kind of tally it up. We got 5 things. 1, rides. No ride restrictions.
Right.
2,
drinking around the world.
3,
taking that solo trip.
4,
rest and relaxation.
And 5,
the yum yum food.
Yum yum food or fine dining. Cool. So, again, this is childless millennials and things you can do without having a child with you at Disney World. So don't let those naysayers tell you you have to have a kid to go to Disney World, because guess what? Tell them they're wrong.
This is Mickey Bar Memories signing off.